thanks for the opportunity. My name is Didi, and I'm a postdoc at CSIRO Mineral Resources. And we are also working with Swinburne University of Technology.
The poster we're standing in front of is called Iron Making on Mars. Mars is the red planet. And that red is because of iron oxide, is it?
Yes, that's true. It has a high, relatively high concentration of iron oxides compared to other planets. And that's what we are doing here, where we try to understand how to extract the iron into metallic iron from the regolith on Mars. Yep.
So how do you go about doing it?
Yeah, so basically, we want to apply the principles that we've already explored here on Earth and apply it on Mars. So here on Earth, we use carbon as a reductant to extract iron or to make steel. And on Mars, we have carbon in the form of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So theoretically, we can get carbon from the atmosphere, splitting the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to get oxygen and carbon. And then we mix the carbon with the regolith and then heat it at a certain temperature, for example 1400 degrees Celsius, and then it will smelt the regolith, and then the iron oxides will be reduced and extracted to get the metallic iron. So that's the brief explanation or brief scenario of this process. Yeah.
And how would you power this iron production?
Yeah, so we've found some papers. They proposed using solar energy and probably using photovoltaic process, solar panel, or other things. So basically using solar energy as the heat source for this reactor. So that's what we are exploring at this point. And at Swinburne University, we have a simulator of solar reactor where we use lights to heat the reactor, and we've demonstrated that we could produce iron from this regolith using that reactor at Swinburne. Yep.
And how would you separate the iron from the other minerals there, like pyroxene, feldspar, olivine, and the sort of minerals that make up rocks?
Yeah. So if we talk about smelting process, for those who are not familiar with smelting, so it's basically the solid materials will go to liquidous states where everything will be in liquid. And with the presence of carbon, so the iron oxide will be reduced into metallic iron, but everything will be in liquid. So the metallic iron will be separated through the density by the density difference from the other minerals. So basically, we smelt them, we put them into liquid states, and then they will be separated automatically because of the difference in the density. Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us about it?
From my perspective, this is a very exciting project. Even though my background has nothing to do with space exploration, my background is in metallurgy, but that's the beauty of science, where we can apply different angles to different specific topics. And in here, we apply our metallurgical principles to space. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for reaching out to me. Yeah.